In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're going to play a game to give away not one, but two prizes. We have a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. That's Saturday, September 21st. We also have a pair of tickets to Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That is this Sunday. And we're going to play a very simple game. It's called Which Song is Better, Bish Bucks Edition. Right. I'm going to give you two songs.
It's my choice.
Whichever one you think Bish Bucks likes better, just say the name of that song and you'll win a prize. If you guess incorrectly, you lose. You get nothing.
And now how many prizes do we have?
We have two.
We have two. All right.
Two total prizes. Yes.
This is a logistical thing.
Okay. Yes.
The list of songs that are given to me, there's five of them.
Yes.
Shouldn't there be six if it's either or?
Six if it's either or. No. Because
we're just picking the winner.
We're just going to, no matter what, we're just going to play
the one
whatever the winning song was that he has chosen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not an either or.
Okay, gotcha.
So, all right, let's go to our first contestant.
All right, let's go to Mike in Alexandria. Mike.
Hey, what's up, Junkies?
Hello, you
doing,
Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hope you're doing well. All right, if you guess correctly here, you're going to win tickets to HF Festival. Which song is better, according to Bish Bucks? Ziploc Bag by Lit or Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage?
Only Happy When It Rains.
You win. It's that easy. Now, I would have picked Ziploc Bag. That song's
classic.
No,
this intro is money.
You're a winner, sir. You get two tickets to HF Festival on Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park featuring the Postal Service, Death Cab for Cutie, Incubus, Bush, Garbage, who you're listening to right now, Jimmy Eat World, Girl Talk, Violent Femmes, and more. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events and you'll hear this song.
You know I'm a Shirley Manson guy.
I know you're a Shirley Manson mark.
And I love that guitar to open up the song.
I'm well aware.
It's just my choice, so he's a winner.
He wins. One for one so far.
All right.
Whoever's up next is playing for tickets to go see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live this weekend, this Sunday.
Let's go to Kenny in Woodbridge. Hey, Kenny. What's up, bud?
Happy Friday, fellas.
Happy Friday, man.
Friday, buddy.
All right, which song is better, according to Bish Bucks? Is it The Middle by Jimmy Eat World or Hey Man, Nice Shot by Filter?
Ooh. I think Filter's probably a little too heavy for him. I'm going to go Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah, for sure.
Two for two.
For sure.
You win, sir. You're going to be busy this weekend.
I was kind of on the fence on this one because I like both songs, but this is slightly better in my opinion.
You have won two tickets to Loserville 2024 featuring Limp Bizkit, Bones, Nate No Face, Corey Feldman, and Riff Raff this Sunday at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
Are Jimmy Eat World's original members or whatever while they were having their hits? Are they set for life?
Are they set for life?
Oh, I gotta think
from
so.
From their album, this particular album, it wasn't just this song, right? Didn't they have several on this album?
They had Sweetness, Middle.
They're set for life, right?
They had Pain. Wasn't Pain on that album? Or maybe
I don't
not.
Know if they're set for life.
How many followers do they have like on Spotify?
That,
I'm gonna go on their Spotify.
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you.
See if they're getting a Spotify income. Hey, they can still. They can still tour,
but they are still touring. Obviously, I mean,
good on the listeners. By the way, they went 2 for 2. Do you want to play the remaining 3 to see which one Bish Bucks picks? EB?
I think I could pick them every time.
All right,
if I know the song.
All right. Does Bish Bucks like Everything Zen by Bush or Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes? Which song does he like better?
I know he's
which song is better.
I know he's a Bush guy, and he's also a Violent Femmes. I know he likes both.
I do.
I think so.
All right.
Look at me, Reggie.
I'm gonna say Bush.
Play it, Valdez. He picked Bush.
Yeah.
I actually can't stand the Violent Femmes.
Is that true?
I'm not a Violent
Femmes
guy.
You're not a Blister in the Sun.
Can't stand the what?
I'm not a Violent Femmes guy.
How dare you? First of all, by the way, the Femmes are making a 20-year between HF Festival appearance. They were on the main stage in 2004. They're on the main stage in 2024.
Is that the Perry, Linda Perry? Is that her? What am I thinking of?
I'm not sure what you're thinking of.
Four Non-Blondes, that's what I'm thinking of.
Four Non-Blondes.
Completely different band. It's all good.
One hit wonder, Four Non-Blondes.
All right, does Bish Bucks like Drive by Incubus or Cath by Death Cab for Cutie? Which song does he like better?
Well, we've talked about Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah. I don't know that band. I know Jason does, though. Mm-hmm. What was the other one you said? The first
Drive by Incubus.
I don't think he's a huge Incubus guy. I'm going to say Death Cab for Cutie.
Play it, Valdez.
He's wrong.
He's an Incubus guy.
Wow.
I do like Death Cab, but I just like this one slightly better.
Song's so good. So good to see them live in just a couple months. All right. The final one. I think this is a layup. Tonic. If You Could Only See, or Postal Service, Such Great Heights.
I don't know Postal Service, so I'm going to say Tonic.
Cue it up, DJ Valdez. Tonic it is.
All right, good.
Tonic also on the bill for HF Festival 2024.
Jimmy Eat World has 12 million monthly listeners on Spotify. That's got to be enough to make you.
I don't know if that's good or like if is that a huge number. I don't know.
It's a pretty good number.
Sounds like a big number.
I mean, 12 million monthly
sounds like a lot. And they're still touring. Obviously, they're still a working band.
The Middle has 971 million downloads, almost a billion.
It's a great song.
You have if your song has a billion downloads, you should be set for life.
Probably right.
And a billion streams.
They seem like smart dudes. Like they've probably licensed it out. They've probably sold it to companies to use for commercials.
Right.
And at some point, these bands, they're going to sell their whole catalogs to whatever music company is going to buy them.
Well, if somebody's interested.
Where the real money, that's where the big money comes in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, they're not going to get like Bruce Springsteen or Madonna or U2 like windfalls.
All right, here. Who's bigger?
All right.
The Spin Doctors or Jimmy Eat World?
I think Jimmy.
Spin Doctors? I mean.
Spin Doctors were big, but for a shorter time, I thought.
Yeah.
Two Princes and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong were gigantic songs.
Yeah. They were.
Like.
I think in their heyday,
but they didn't have the longevity, though.
The Spin Doctors more. In their heyday, than I did Jimmy. And I like Jimmy Eat World.
Didn't the Spin Doctors lead singer lose his voice?
He lost it, but I think it came back.
Oh, did it come back?
Spin Doctors, I want to say, were big like when we were in college. Definitely when we were in college.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like early 90s, Spin Doctors were big.
Right. Jason, here's a question for you. This is from Josh.
Five more bucks in his pocket.
Did you get five?
-3. Jeez. And I don't know if I agree with this, but this is Josh's opinion in the form of a question. I don't know if I agree with this. Does Lurch know that he would make a ton of money if he became a Commanders fan? More appearances, more brand deals, etc. I don't know that that's true.
I mean, have you made much more money just because you're a Commanders fan than the rest of us?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we don't really. The Commanders don't pay us to do anything. It's not like we.
I wouldn't make any extra money.
Let's pump the brakes. If the Commanders would like to start paying us to do some things,
sure,
we are ready to listen. We're all about listening.
I guess you could say that when we did pregame shows, they paid us.
That was years ago.
Well, JP and Cakes did it more recently than you and I.
True.
I quit when my kids.
We used to do those at the stadium at FedEx Field
a long time ago.
Official pregame show.
The official pregame show. You would from the concourse.
You would go into the bathroom and you'd hear us doing the pregame show.
From the concourse, yeah. But no, that's I'm not going to make more money if I become a. I might make more money if the Commanders are better.
That is true.
That is true.
Well, so I'm kind of rooting for that. Yes. But if I was an actual fan, that's not going to make it.
That's where, and we've said this a million times. I don't know. People say, oh, the Junks love to hate. No, we don't want to hate on the. We want them to win. Because when they win, you're more interested. And when you're more interested, we get more people to tune in and we get bigger ratings bonuses.
We're going to say this one more time.
That's how it works.
If you think that we actively root against the Commanders to lose, you are some of the dumbest people on the face of the earth.
Right.
If you think that that's a real thing.
All we want to do is win, win, win.
Correct.
I will say this.
DJ Khaled.
Last year, since we knew that they were going to suck.
Yeah.
You we were kind of rooting for them to lose because they would have the higher draft pick, which creates more interest.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
But now that they have a new coaching staff, new rookie quarterback, no, we want them to win.
Right.
No, we want all the locals to win.
Yeah, it could only help us.
That's only great. Nobody wants to come in here and poop on the locals. Although I do hate Ron. Sorry. Well, I do hate Bieniemy. But I love the team. I just hated those idiots. I mean, it is what it is. I still get like the diehard HTTC guys attacking me if I say anything bad about like Ron or EB.
Hold on. They still have affinity for one or
people
both of those
still
people.
They're like, oh, you know, yeah. I guess they just feel loyalty.
Why would they care?
There's something in their DNA where you can't say. I would actually say. Borderline Valdez might have this in his DNA. Like, I can't say anything negative about anything Ravens related, or he's going to just be livid. Could I criticize?
I think he's rational enough to discern some
can
of the
can I criticize
noise.
A previous Ravens coach? Like
Brian Billick?
Ted Marchabrota?
That's a good one. No. Who was the OC a couple years ago?
Greg Roman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't like Greg Roman, though, right? Weren't you? Maybe I'm being unfair.
I thought it was they've evolved past Greg. Greg was kind of dead weight.
Anyway, the point is, if I make fun of an ex-Skins coach, even some of those HGCC guys or whatever, they still get bitter. What do you care? He's gone.
Maybe I could see it for Ron because he was here for 4 years and he tried to turn things around, but he couldn't.
He was a nice guy, yeah. But blah blah blah. But
why would they have any affinity whatsoever?
I know they just defend him.
He was here for one season.
You just can't criticize anything, and they defend him. Hmm. He sucked. Eric Bieniemy was maybe the worst offensive coordinator in the history of offensive coordinating. I mean, he was brutal.
You guys suck.
He sucked. We were sold a bill of goods on him, and Ron turned over the whole organization to him.
He did.
He ran the whole show.
He bought into the
year.
Hype too.
Yeah. I think he was just up against the wall.
Enemy,
he punted.
But remember how excited you were before they started playing?
Oh yeah.
You were pumped.
We thought Bieniemy was gonna like revolutionize.
Because
the
you
offense.
Loved Hal. You obviously loved McLaurin. You loved the fact that they had this new hot coordinator.
No. I was definitely pro Hal, but I got more pro Hal as the season progressed.
I know. I'm just saying you were
cautiously optimistic. And then I really liked what I saw, and then he smashed into the wall, and they just ruined it.
Now, to defend Hal, or to defend EB a little bit, Bieniemy.
There's no defense.
He had a terrible roster.
The roster was not great.
Could have gotten more out of it.
Could have gotten more out of it.
That was Ron's fault.
And 99% of it was his fault, but he had a terrible offensive roster.
I'm gonna
the offensive line was terrible. Inexperienced quarterback.
I can't give
running
him
game one grade.
I can't give him any grace.
I'm weirdly fascinated now to follow Deshaun Foster and Eric Bieniemy this fall.
I
want to see what happens there.
To see how Ethan Garbers does.
It sure sounds like Bieniemy's going to run all over Deshaun.
I mean, he might.
Right? Personality wise.
I know this. You better not wear your hat backwards around practice, or Eric Bieniemy, you'll be in the doghouse.
It doesn't sit well. You know, can you imagine being a college kid playing for Bieniemy? Huh. He's going to be on your ass.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He's on the pro guys' asses.
Yeah,
you know. Remember
Randy Etzel at Maryland wouldn't allow his players to wear do-rags.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Nope.
I forgot about that.
The thing is, I had a soft spot for Randy. I just did because
he was very nice to us.
He was so nice to us.
He was nice to us when we had interaction with him.
He liked us. Nice.
I did have a soft spot. It doesn't mean he wasn't terrible.
Randy Etzel's my Ron Rivera.
He is. Yeah. You hate him so much. Yeah. He was so nice. Then he went back to UConn. Couldn't recreate it.
He was dreadfully bad.
And it was worse there.
He was worse at UConn
than he was
hideous.
Here.
He
literally destroyed his legacy.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he had a great run at UConn.
Yep.
Well, before he came here, he was good. Yeah. That's why Maryland hired him.
Yes.
He went to the Fiesta Bowl.
Right. I mean, I think he's laughing all the way to the bank, and he's playing golf.
I'm sure.
But, oof.
In his second go around at UConn, he went 3-9, 1-11, 2-10.
Yeah.
And then 0-2.
He wasn't able to. Make it happen.
Yeah. So he won five games. Six games.
He was butt nice to us, though. Drive us around in his golf cart. Got to go and sit in his office, put my feet up on his desk.
He wrote me a note that said, I'm going to use one of your plays in one of our games. I think he actually probably did. That's why it was so bad. I'm kidding. He definitely didn't use one of my 8 flag football failing plays. It's impossible that he did that. When we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk Olympics.
Opening
ceremony is tonight.
All right.
We want you to call in at 800-636-1067. What are your favorite Olympics memories?
Ooh.
What jumps out at you?
Give us your fave
Olympics memories. We'll go down memory lane next about the Olympics here on The Fan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.